Hello, here is Hoagie in Frankfurt, Germany. And I sent this tape to the club president of the Charlie Luton fan club, Pat Sullivan, in New Oxford, Pennsylvania. Hello, Pat. Hello, Dan. Hello, Patrick. This time I sent you a tape, and you may wonder why. And it seems there are several reasons for this. The first thing is, as I told you, I have a very busy schedule and I have to work a whole lot. And when it's late at night, I don't have the energy to sit down and write. And I rather sit down and talk. And as you said, Pat, in your last letter, you like to talk, or you said you talk a lot, so that means that you like to talk. It seems that we have something in common, because I like to talk a lot too, and I rather talk than write. And the second reason is, on a tape, you can send a word in a message in words, but you can also send music. And this is what I want to start here right now. Ira and Charlie Luton from the LP. What's the name of the LP? Country, Heart and Soul. Ira and Charlie Luton, and that was a song, Take Me Back Into Your Heart. Well, seems I made some mistakes. Okay, makes no difference. Well, Pat, I think I have to talk a little bit now and tell you a little bit about me, about our business, and so on. Right now, it's about in the middle of the night. It's a quarter after one, and it is January the 14th, and that is a Tuesday. I'm sorry I kept you waiting too long again, because your last letter was dated December the 2nd, so this is already 6 weeks ago. And as I said, I'm sorry, but well, I have to talk a little bit about my business a little later. I hope you received our Christmas card that we sent you, and said that we received your most surprising letter, and I will tell you why. Well, when I received the first letter from you and I read Pat Sullivan, it was sure to us that Pat stands for Patrick. And now I saw on your last letter that Pat didn't stand for Patrick, it stands probably for Patricia. And this was a big surprise. I always knew that Pat could stand for either a woman or a man, but I never had any idea it could be a woman. To me, it was always sure it was a man. And to all my friends, I said, I received a letter from Mr. Pat Sullivan. Well, now I was wrong, but that doesn't make any difference at all. You asked me, and I answered you, about being a representative for the club. And as I told you, if I can do it, I'm gonna do it. And we're gonna have a change in our business about April, May next year. That will leave us a little more time, a little more spare time, so we can do a little more. And I will talk about this too. I think first I have to tell you a little bit about our business, because if you don't know it, you just can't imagine why we have so little time. Well, my wife Trudy and I, we run a little vending machine business. That means we run and operate about 1,500 gumball machines, which are installed in an area which is about 3 hours away from our home, 3 hours to go there by car. We have a little truck, a van, and we have shelves in the truck, in the van. And usually I leave on a Monday morning, and I have about 200 machines with me. And when I get to the locations, I check the machine, and if there's not enough merchandise left over, I just take the machine out and put a reloaded machine into the safety case. All the machines are installed at the outside of the walls of restaurants, grocery stores, and so on. Well, it takes me a week to service 1/3 of all my machines. And then I go back home. I arrive at home at the end of the week. And for the following week, Trudy and I have to reload the machines that I brought home. We have to open them first, take the money out, sort the money, because sometimes there's dirt and stuff between in the money that hasn't to be there. So we have to clean the money, have to sort it, put it in little sacks. We have to weigh it. We bring the money to the bank by weight. And we repair machines that are not working all right, and we reload them, and we load the truck again, and all of that takes a week. And then the week after, I leave again for the next service too, excuse me. Well, anyway, this is a whole lot of work, and usually when I'm out on tour, I start working in the morning at about 8 o'clock, work till noon, have about 1 hour break for noon to have a little lunch, and then I work again till usually 10, or most time till 11 o'clock at night. Then I stay in a hotel for the night, and next morning I start the same thing again. And the week when we are at home, we usually work till 10 o'clock in the evening, and then get upstairs. We have a little cellar, a room down in the basement of the house where we live, where we do all this work. It's a very tiny room down in the basement, but we are glad we have it. We don't have a house of our own. We live in an apartment house with altogether 15 parties in this house. And well, Trudy has already gone to bed. I have worked tonight till 11:30, and right now we are in the most busiest schedule of the year, and I will tell you this in a moment too. We used to have one employee, a young Italian boy, 22 years old, but just for a little argument, a little talking and little trouble, he left us without any notice. He had worked with us one Monday night, and he left 1 hour earlier and said he was going to leave 1 hour earlier, and we expected him back the next evening. He used to do this work in his spare time. He had his regular job, and after quitting time, he came to us to help us, and we paid him well. Well, anyway, he left us just for a little argument, and we could hire another man, but we don't want to do it anymore. You see, when you have only one man, you must rely on him. And we are just tired to have somebody we have to rely on, and in the moment when we needed him most, he left us without any notice. So Trudy said, we don't hire another man, we do this work that he used to do too, and that leaves us a little less spare time. Well, we are trying to compensate this because we change the distributors of our vending machines. We change a little bit in the merchandise, so we increase the capacity of each machine by about 30%, so that I can leave the machines a little bit longer alone at their locations, and this will give us a little more spare time. But right now we have even a little more work to do, because we have to change the distributors, and this causes us more work. Well, while we work, we hear music, good country music. And this is one good thing in our business, because the work we do is routine work. We have to think while we do it. We don't have to use our brains, because we do it all day long. If you turn a screw, or when you clean a coin rejector, or when you load gumballs into the machines, you don't have to think, so we can concentrate on the music. And this is the good thing about it, because we listen to music all day long when we work down in the basement. While I'm on tour, I have only very little country music, because the day over I can listen to my car radio, but in the area where I am, German radio stations don't have any country music at all. This is very bad, but in this area is a British radio station. It's the BFBS, which stands for British Forces Broadcasting Service, and they have some country music. Yes, they have some. 30 minutes each, no, not each day, each week. That leaves about 4 minutes a day. Well, every Thursday they have one 30 minutes program, and you can tell this is not much. So the week when I'm out, I have only 30 minutes the whole week in the daytime, once a week, but at night when I get to my hotel room, I have my cassette recorder and I have my cassette tapes with me, and then I listen to the good country music. Well, I think I have talked a whole lot now, and I think it's time to play a little bit of more music. Well, first I would like to say that I own about 140 country music LPs. It's not too much, but it's not too less either, I think. But beside the LPs, I have several tapes, and I do not know how many thousands of songs I have on tape that I tape from the American Forces radio program, the AFN, which is American Forces Network. And it's not only the regular record songs that I have. I also have taped Grand Ole Opry shows, and here is one. You will hear a little knock when I turn this music on, because I have to start the other tape recorder, and the microphone will hear it. But anyway, here is a cut from a Grand Ole Opry show, and I think this was recorded in 1961, and guess who I will play now. What do you think, huh?
And Ira, the Lewin Boys, what do you say?
When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop loving you. The worst that I've ever been hurt in my life, the first time I ever wanted to die, was the night when you told me you loved someone else and asked me if I could forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you. I'd be like the flower unwanted in spring, alone and neglected, transplanted in vain, to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying pain. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop thinking of you. Flowers to bloom in the snow. You may take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrops to return to the clouds, but you can't teach my heart to forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop crying for you.
Well, I hope you like that song, When I Start Dreaming, taken from a Grand Ole Opry show by Ira and Charlie, the Lewin Brothers. Well, I love that music so much, I just can't explain it. Some people ask me, Hoagie, why do you like this music? Why do you like country music so much? And the only thing that I can say is, I don't know. I really don't know, because you never can tell why you like a thing or why you don't like it. I just like it. That's it. Well, I want to tell you a little bit more. I have a piece of paper here where I made some notes, so I will know what I have to talk about. Well, the next thing, I think I tell you a little bit about my music equipment. Because if you want to hear music and you don't have it on the radio, you have to play it on your own. And this is what I want to tell a little bit about. I have a very good outfit here, and it's the brand Revox, or you might pronounce it Revox. You probably know it. It's Swiss company, a Swiss firm that builds this equipment. And I have two tape recorders here just in front of me, a tuner, an amplifier, and I have a dual record player with an American cartridge. It's a Shure V15 Type 3. You probably know it because you have a store, you run a store for music equipment. Well, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later too. Right now, I would like to tell you, you may ask why I have two tape recorders, and this is easy to explain. Well, actually, I have three, I tell you this too. Well, why have I two? This is
we don't have too much country music here in Germany, and I like to get as much music as possible. And the easiest way is, when there's country music on the radio, I tape the whole show. And later on, I just find out which songs I have or which I don't have and which I want. Then I transfer the songs that I want to keep from one tape to the other. And this way it's easier to complete the collection. Well, I said I have a three tape records because down in the basement, in that little room in the basement where we do our work, we have a cheap tape recorder. And so we can play music there too. But beside this, I have a line, a loudspeaker line, run down to the basement, to the room in the basement, so I can keep the tape recorder running here upstairs. We live in the third floor. And while the tape recorder is running, or the record player is running here in my apartment, I can hear the music downstairs, and we have an intercom, so when I work alone and Trudy is upstairs, I just call her and say, please flip the tape or flip the record, and so I can listen to the music. And as I told you, this is the good thing in our business. We can listen to the music and we can concentrate into the music, because we don't think about the work that we do it anyway, and so we listen to this music all day long. Well, Pat, you asked me if I would like to write an article about me and about country music, and you said that it seems that I like country music much more than most other members in the club, and you said, maybe it's because you take it for granted, and this is right. Well, here in Germany, it's not easy to catch country music, because the American Forces Network, AFN, has two country music shows each day. One is in the morning between 5 and 6 o'clock, and one is in the afternoon from 2 till 3. So only 2 hours a day. And the show in the morning from 5 till 6 was done by Earl Friedenberg, that you have heard about. And since I don't get up early in the morning at 5 o'clock, I bought me a time switch clock. So this time switch clock turned the tape recorder and the tuner on at 5 o'clock and shut it off at 6. And when I got up at 8 o'clock, I just had to rewind the tape and could listen to Earl Friedenberg's Town and Country show. And then I just picked the songs that I wanted and transferred them. So I taped the shows fully automatically. And it sometimes even happened that I was way, way away from home and my time switch clock switched and I taped shows. German radio stations have only very little country music. Our local station here in Frankfurt has one 30 minutes program each week. This is not much either. And there is a radio station which is a little bit away from Frankfurt, about 50 miles, but they have also some country music, but only one-hour show each week and one 30-minute show each week. Well, that means 1.5 hours each week. And in America, and I know that because we lived in Columbus, Georgia for 1.5 years, I know anywhere in the United States, and no matter what time it is, you just turn your radio on and you dial. And no matter where you are or what time it is, you always find country music. And this is not here in Germany. And maybe this is why I love country music maybe more than most American people who love country music. Well, it seems like the spool is almost full. Well, I have a little more time before I have to flip the tape and seems like I have talked a lot because this spool is almost full and I haven't talked about all the things that I wanted to talk. Well, you, as I said, you asked me to write an article about me and country music. And I tell you one thing, this is one of the reasons why I made this tape instead of writing a letter. If I would have written this, what I have talked by now, it would have taken me at least 2 hours, maybe even more. And this is just time that I don't have. Well, Pat, if you don't mind me telling you about me and country music on tape, then I will send you this article about me. But you have to tell me this in your next letter. And I think it's about time, yes, to flip the tape. So I'm going to stop here and flip the tape right now. Well, here I'm back again. Pat, I talk a little bit more. You can tell I like to talk too. Okay, let me see what I have here on my list that I want to talk about. Oh yeah, now it's country music and friendship. Yes, Pat, it's really true. With country music, I have won many, many, many friendships. And although we have never seen each other, and just because of country music, it seems like we have been friends for many years. And I really enjoyed your letter, and you said in your letter that if you would move to Nashville, we could meet each other there this year. Now I'll tell you one thing, and we had this in mind before you wrote your last letter. Because it's already this year now. This year, in August, we are going to visit the United States again. And if you can't come to Nashville to meet Trudy and me there, I tell you what, we come to New Oxford and meet you there. How about that? And we really mean it. We have it in mind to do this. Ain't that great? Okay, you better let me know in your next letter. Yes, country music makes friendships. It's really true. It builds bridges across the ocean because it connects countries. It's a wonderful thing because if you love country music and I love country music, we have something that we both like and, well, that makes friendship, right? Well, let me see. What have I here? Oh yeah, there's another. Well, this now, what I want to talk about is a bad thing, and you told us about the trouble that you had in your business with your store about the burglars. And I really feel sorry for you for having such a great loss, so much things and merchandise lost. And I do hope that you get some of your stuff back. Well, but I think, Pat, Dan is right when he says you are young, you are healthy, and you have to start it all over again, and you have to work. I tell you what, you don't have any other choice. You have to start it all over again. No matter what you do, you have to. You see, we suffer some losses in our business all the time. Well, we don't lose $10,000 worth at once. But we lose a little bit most all of the time because sometimes people break our machines and rob the merchandise or the money, and that happens now and then. And in our business, it sounds a little curious, but it is true. The worst time in our business is Christmas time and New Year's Eve. Because here in Germany, it's legal to burn fireworks. And some youngsters take these fireworks and put them into the outlet for the merchandise and burn them and blow them up. And I have serviced about 50% of all my machines. And by now, we have 22 blown up machines that are completely destroyed. They are destroyed, the merchandise, the money, everything is gone. All we can do is replace them by a new machine. And each year, between Christmas and New Year's Eve, we lose about 2,500 German marks, which is about $1,000. And we have to stand it. There is no other way that we can do. Well, I know that for you it's much worse because you have lost a whole lot more at once. But no matter what you do, you have to stand it. You have to start it over. And as long as you are able to work tomorrow, you will be able to make money for the day after. And so you're going to make it. I know, because you have to. Well, let's see. Yeah. You asked us about our age and if we have children. And I tell you, when we read your letter, we had a smile a little bit. We want to thank you for the flowers, for guessing us around your age, because we are a little older. You asked us about children, and I think I answer this question first before I answer the question about our ages. Well, we have two children, and that means we have one daughter and one granddaughter. Yes, that's right. Trudy and I are grandma and grandpa, although we are rather young. Yes, it's right. We are between 40 and 45, and we have a 25-year-old daughter, and we have a beautiful 4-year-old granddaughter. Her name is Kerstin. Well, this is a German name. It's spelled K-E-R-S-T-I-N, Kerstin. And we enjoy having her, and she's a cute little girl. I do not know, while I make this tape, whether I enclose some pictures. I don't know if we have them here or if our daughter, her name is Heidi, it's spelled H-E-I-D-I, Heidi, if she has the pictures in her apartment or if they are here. I do not know right now. But if we have them here, we're gonna send you the pictures. Well, that's it. Okay, and now about the songs that I wanted to have from you. And I haven't worked all the lists through yet. I haven't had the time yet. But I have a list here about the songs that I asked you about in my last letter. And as I told you in my last letter, there was something wrong. So I give you the titles of the songs by the Leuven Brothers right now. This is I'll Be All Smiles Tonight, Let Her Go, God Bless Her, What Is Home Without Love, A Tiny Broken Heart, In the Pines, Alabama, Katie Dear, My Brother's Will, Knoxville Girl, Take the News to Mother, Mary of the Wild Moor. All these songs are from one certain LP. The LP starts with the song Kentucky, and Charlie had sent me this song, Kentucky, after I met him at the Grand Ole Opry last year in February, which is now almost a year ago. And I sent Charlie a tape back, and I guess he has told you about it. If this LP that I was just telling you the titles of still available, I rather like to buy the LP. And all other songs that I'm gonna tell you that I would like to have from you, if these songs or only one is available on an LP, I always would rather like to have the whole LP, even if it's only one song that I want, because if there's one song that I like, I probably find a few more songs on the same LP. So all songs that I can get on LP from you, please send me the LP. Please don't declare it as a merchandise. Please declare it as a present. Tell me in your next letter how much it costs, and I'll send you the money in my next letter. And I promise you that, and I guess you trust me, I sent you the money. And there's something else that we have to talk about, and this is money. Well, it's gotta be. As I told you not too long ago, I think it was, no, not the last letter, the letter before, I told you, please send all the letters by airmail at my expenses. So, I do not exactly know, I really don't remember what money I sent you in one letter, but please keep an account for me. And when the money on my account is less than $5, let me know and I'll send you some more money for my account. And every time you send me music, an LP, tapes, or you write me a letter by airmail, please always deduct your expenses from my account and let me know when the account is low and I send you more money. I promise you that. Okay, something else. In my letter, the letter before my last letter, I asked you about your telephone number because I told you we are going to spend our next vacation at a certain place of the United States, and I promised you to call you, and you just told me you don't have a phone in your home, you only have a phone in your business. Okay, we are leaving, as I just told you, it's the 14th day of January now, and we are leaving in exactly 15 days from today, which is the 29th of January. So if you let me know before January 29th your telephone number and your area code in your next letter, and you tell me what time you will be in your business, I promise you we call you. How about that? So hurry, don't keep me waiting so long as I usually keep you waiting. I'm sorry for it, I told you. Well, let me see what I have to talk about now. I have talked about a whole lot of things. So I think we better make some more music. How about that? Here's Charlie Louvin.
Pain has taught me the meaning of love, and we got off to the wrong start. Now I'm begging you, forgive and forget, and show me the way back to your heart. There's a promise I made myself just after we drifted apart, that I'd find you and I'd ask you Would you please, baby, please show me the way back to your heart?
Show me the way back to your heart, Charlie Loewen. Pat, I tell you one thing, country music is the best music in the whole wide world. And I tell you, I enjoy life much more with country music. It's really true. Country music is part of my life and it's part of Trudy's life too. By the way, Trudy speaks a little English, not as much as I do, but she speaks a little bit and she understands a bit. But she never understands all the lyrics, all the words of a song. Sometimes I have to translate her the words of a song, but she, when she listens to the music, she just hears the music, not the words, not the lyrics. And she loves country music just as much as I do. And Trudy's brother, Horst, who was with us in America last year in August for 9 days, we had been on the Grand Ole Opry, he doesn't speak any English at all, and he didn't know anything about country music before he met me. But I have always tried to play country music for Trudy and Horst, and so they learned about it and they started loving the country music. And you can't find any greater country music lovers than Horst, Trudy and me. Well, there's something else that I have to talk about, and that is, well, our vacation now in the nearest future we spent in the United States. And well, I think, why should I make it a secret about it? We haven't told our friends. We are going to inform them by postcards, but I think I'll tell you right now. We spent our vacations in Honolulu, Hawaii for 3.5 weeks beginning January 29th. And that's great, I tell you. We are looking forward for our vacation, and after we have worked very hard for the past 11 months, we are looking forward and we are going to enjoy our vacation. Our last vacation, last year in February, we spent in Nassau in the Bahamas, and this was from where we went. We flew to the United States for 3 days to see our friend Earl Friedenberg and visit the Grand Ole Opry, and that was where I met Charlie backstage. I met many more country music artists there that night. I met Charlie Walker, Teddy Wilburn, Hank Snow. I had a talk with Hank Snow for about 20 minutes. I met Jimmy C. Newman, I met Grandpa Jones, and a few more, I can't remember them now. Ernie Ashworth, yeah. Well, so you see, we do not only love country music, we just do something to get closer to country music and to people who perform it. Something else that I think I have to talk about is, once again, my music making equipment that I own here. This tape that you are just listening now is recorded on a 4-track machine. Both of my tape recorders are 4-track machines. So when you send me songs on tape, you can record the music on a four-track machine, so you don't have to waste tape for making full-track recordings. My machines, both of them, have the speeds 7.5 and 3.75, but I usually use 7.5 because it's the better quality. And when you transfer from one tape to the other and use 7.5, you have almost no loss in quality at all, because this is about the best. And my Revox machines are about the best that you can buy here in Germany. So when you send me music on tape, you can use 4-track machines and save tapes. And any expenses, as I told you, I'm glad to pay for. Well, it seems like I'm getting to the end. I don't know what else I could talk about. So I think I better play some more music. And I have an LP here. This is one of my favorite LPs. It's Ara and Charlie Louvin. And the title of the LP is The Louvin Brothers Sing the Great Roy Acuff. And Roy Acuff also is one of my big favorite country music artists. And I think, this is my personal opinion, when the Louvin Brothers sing Roy Acuff songs, it just has to be good. There is no other way, because it's a combination that you can't beat. And here's one of my favorite songs, The Great Speckled Bird.
But really they find no mistake.
Pat, don't you think this music is just great? It's the best thing in the whole wide world, I tell you that.
In his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
The Great Speckled Bird, Ira and Charlie Louvin from the LP The Leuven Brothers sing, oh, I'm sorry about that. That happens once in a while, I'm sorry. Well, you don't mind me, Pat, I hope. Well, it was the follow-up song on the same LP. Well, on the LP, the Leuven Brothers sing The Great Roy Acuff. Well, as you see, the tape is getting to the end, so I have to come to the end too. Maybe I should tell you that our hotel in Hawaii will be the Waikiki Outrigger Hotel, Honolulu, Hawaii, and we are going to stay there from January 29th through February 14th, and then we are going to switch over to another hotel. We do not yet know to which one we are. We want to go to another island too. We don't want to stand for 3 weeks on the same island, but for the first 2 weeks it will be Waikiki Outrigger Hotel, Waikiki Beach, Honolulu, Hawaii. So if you can't make it and send us this letter to arrive here before the 29th, you may make it and send us a letter to our vacation place. Good? How about that? Okay, I think I have to come to the end. It is now about 1 hour later than when I had started. It's 2:15 a.m. Tuesday morning, the 14th of January. Trudy is sleeping and I'm sitting before the microphone and I'm talking. And Pat, I hope you really enjoyed this tape. So I have to say bye-bye, so long. I hope to hear from you soon. And I try to make sure that we can meet each other next year.